The Daughters of St. Anne, Ranchi, based in Ranchi, the capital of India's Jharkhand state, is an indigenous religious congregation founded nearly 120 years ago in 1897 by Mother Mary Bernadette Prasad Kispota, a local Chota Nagpur tribal woman, together with three of her companions. With the opening of the process of her sainthood in the Archdiocese of Ranchi on August the 7th this year, Mother Kispota became the first tribal woman of India to be declared a servant of God by the Catholic Church. Last week, in the first part of an interview with the Superior General of the Daughters of St. Anne, Ranchi, Sister Linda Mary Vaughan, we came to know how Mother Kispota, who was a Lutheran, converted to Catholicism. She fought off pressures from her family to get married, saying, if nothing else, she would remain single to serve the Loreto nuns. Inspired by the sacrifice and dedication of the Loreto nuns and the Belgian Jesuits from Calcutta, Mother Kispota decided to found an order of her own that would easily associate and mingle with the tribal people who lived in grinding poverty and were exploited and crushed by the landlords. But for that, Mother Kispota had to wait 8 years before being granted permission to found the Daughters of St. Anne Ranchi, known by their initials DSA Ranchi. Sister Vaughan said her order's main thrust is pastoral work, which is carried out through education, healthcare, and social work. What began with just 4 members is today a congregation with 1,040 members in 140 communities in India, Italy and Germany, with 3 more opening this year. Well, today in the final part of this interview, Sister Vaughan begins by telling us about the schools of the Daughters of St. Anne Ranchi.
We have in Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand mostly, the schools and in Andamans. We have from KG till class 12.
All in local languages, or you also try to give them English medium so that, you know, they can stand somewhere?
Yeah, we have a local language, Hindi, as well as English also. Especially in Chhattisgarh, we have 5-6 English medium school.
And other social work, like, say, looking after HIV, drug addicts, joblessness, income generating schemes and all that, do you have?
Yeah, like we don't have any particular center like AIDS and all this thing, but we have income generating social center, NGO of our own. 2 centers we have, one in Chhattisgarh, one in Jharkhand, and one is under a process. And in that we are trying to educate the dropouts mostly and empower them with English language so that they can go for competition also and the computer. And those who are jobless and they are less educated, for them the non-formal education like sewing, tailoring, embroidery and handloom and all this thing, we are training them for that. And also we go to the village for the self-help group to empower the women to stand on their for the right, and for the panchayat to fight for that. Even the women, they have owned the position in the panchayat also. Like that, we have an input session going to the village and making them like that. That is apart from the hostel and so on. We have a working girls hostel with a collaboration with the diocese, where the girls, especially in Andamans, the girls, they come from the different islands to the capital of Andaman Nicobar, that is Port Blair, looking for job or competition exams. And those who are working, they don't have a house, so they have a hostel where we keep them, not only for residential accommodation, but spiritually, psychologically, some courses,
emotionally
help them. And if they are finding difficult, the counseling also, we are doing all that.
In this work, do you also come across any resistance from certain quarters of the people who actually use these people and exploit them, perhaps even to the threat of your lives? I mean, do you come across that?
Yes, very much. One of our sisters is a lawyer, and she's working with the government also, with the police, for the human trafficking, so to say. Our sisters are involved in that work also. And they, when they get the news that our girls, the tribal girls of Chota Nagpur or Jharkhand or Chhattisgarh is there, they go and they fight for them, find the justice, bring them, take them to the police station, and that's how they are. They bring her back to the family, or if they don't want to go back to the family, we have a institution run by the Ursuline sisters. We put them there. If they are young, they go for the education. If they are little elderly person and they want to be back from the to rescue. They rescue them and bring them back. If they want to go, if they doesn't want to go back home, and if they are little like a youth, then they go for some training and all like that, the non-formal training, so that they can
start something of their own.
Yes.
Mm. Since you're talking about this exploitation, Jharkhand, Bihar, and Northeast India, they say, where a lot of the young girls are enticed by brokers for well-paying jobs in cities, and they land up in brothels and even in homes doing domestic work under absolute slavery. Mm. Do you have certain cells in collaboration with other congregations to prevent this outflow of young girls from these areas?
We are not involved fully with the sisters in the center. But like I said, that the sister, the one who's lawyer, and other sisters are also, those are social worker. Whenever they get any this kind of news, they simply rush, they find out. Even many are, they come to know that they are taken by the person in the bus or something. They inform the police station, next police station, that's what they stop it. They're bringing back.
And they pursue back. The case till the
exactly.
end, till they find the victims.
Yes, and they succeeded. Now, recently it happened in Jalpaiguri, that is West Bengal. Our sisters came to know that some are tribal girls, like 25 of them were trafficking them somewhere. When they came to know, they went to this police station. They found that they are own people. They got the phone number. They informed the family. Their family came and they rescued them, handed over the daughters to the parents,
families.
And they took it back. Those who have not come, the police said, we cannot send them, because unless they come, we will keep them with us. They gave them shelter. They kept them. When the parents come with the information of the police, then they send them back. Like that also they are doing. Sisters are not fully involved, but this kind of work now and then we are getting, and they are trying their best.
Lastly, sister, tell us about your congregation, the vocations in your congregation. When around the world, most of the congregations, it's dwindling. What about the Daughters of St. Anne?
If I speak about my congregation, it's rather the vocation is coming higher. Because in the last 3-4 years, I'm in this position since last 8 years. This is my second term as a superior general. And I saw that in the beginning, and now the number have increased. And in the novitiate now, I have 99 novices. And I have 2 novitiate. That means number for me in the last 2-3 years have increased.
And Ranchi is supposed to be the hotbed of
exactly
locations where other congregations come to
exactly now fish. You can every street you will find one congregation, either they have a house or a flat only for the vocation. And second is the Orissa also they are getting a good vocation.
You have any future plans for your congregation, sister, by way of expansion or by way of mission, something new that you are planning?
Seeing the needs of the local area, I think that even in my last general chapter, we have discussed this to find out the new ways to help out the people. Though every congregation is trying, people are trying, government is trying, but we have not yet succeeded. As my plan is to, the alcoholism is a worst part of Jharkhand. Where it affects the family, affects the society, and children also. You can imagine where the parents are in that condition. If a child is born in that family, every day they see that. Every day they see the family like that. So intellectually also they have become very dimmed, slow, doing everything. Though people of Jharkhand, those who are good, they are intellectually very sharp, very good. They can do wonderful work. To be very frank, except from Assam 2-3 tribal, myself, rest all our tribal girls from Chotanagpur joined my congregation. 99% is tribal. And I get very good collaboration from all the sisters. We had a good networking. We have 4 provinces and we plan from the center. The different commissions are there. They bring the plan, we pass the plan, and that plan goes to the province and we are doing the networking. The future plan is to see about it and also We see the girls pass through their matriculation, but they are jobless. So my future plan one is to start a teacher's training school of education where I can start certain training for our tribal girls. They have passed matric or a BA or IA and they are not getting job, then they go working in the family, this and that. I want to stop that by opening a school of education where they can train themselves and they can do something for their own livelihood. This one plan, and second is the alcoholism. And in the year of mercy, we are extending ourselves, helping out the poor student in our own school with less fee, just to tell the parents that you are paying for your student with a minimum price. We are welcoming them, adopting the children in the school.
That was the final of a two-part interview with Sister Linda Mary Vaughan, the Superior General of the Daughters of St. Anne Ranchi. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.